USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions in the Midwest and the Northeast set to deal with another winter storm. Governor Kathy Hochul in New York.
Roads will be slick and messy, and also commutes are going to be a little tough, but we don't expect major hazards, but we're watching it.
Sleet, snow, and freezing rain are spreading across the Great Lakes and into the Northeast tonight and tomorrow. Former health officials criticized for claiming COVID likely came from a lab leak feel a little vindicated today. This after an intelligence report out of the Department of Energy concluded the pandemic probably started from a lab leak in China.
I find it really upsetting to me scientifically when good scientists get up and say, hey, it has to be a spillover event from nature. And in fact, it's nothing like SARS and MERS.
That's Dr. Robert Redfield, the CDC director in the Trump administration. U.S. government agencies have been divided and are still over whether the health emergency began as a result of a lab leak or whether it emerged naturally. The White House says it is confident its legal authority to roll out the student loan forgiveness program.
We're going to see what the Supreme Court decides, but clearly the oral argument is happening tomorrow at 10 a.m. before the U.S. Supreme Court, so I'll leave that to the Department of Justice.
The jury in a high-profile trial is going on a field trip tomorrow.
The jury in the South Carolina double murder trial of attorney Alex Murdoch will visit the crime scene. The judge ruled the jury will visit the Murdoch estate where Alex's wife and son were murdered. This happening over objections from the prosecution.
Generally, jury views are at the request of a party. And
I'm requesting.
Again, I don't know that it's necessary in this particular instance or that it would be a particular help or aid to the jury. And if anything, it may confuse the issues again.
Prosecutors arguing the crime scene has changed in the nearly 2 years since those murders happened. Closing arguments are expected to take place Wednesday. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
The EPA says 4 sites are now ready to receive waste from the February 3rd train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Regional EPA Administrator Deborah Shore said 2 Ohio sites began receiving waste material earlier today, while a 3rd Ohio location and an Indiana location have been approved.
The addition of these disposal locations gets us closer to having enough capacity to finish the cleanup and to get all the waste out of East Palestine as quickly as possible.
A new report shows African Americans lose more money on ID theft scams than other ethnicities. Derek Banks, owner of Freshly Faded Barbershop in San Diego, says it's because the community just isn't aware of the scams.
We're not aware of all the pitfalls that other people have been aware of this entire time.
A new report by the Identity Theft Resource Center and the Black Researchers Collective shows 22% of African Americans said they were scammed out of $500 to about $1,000. The report also shows only 50% of black victims report their losses to law enforcement. Authorities say a vintage car used in the classic Dukes of Hazzard TV show crashed this weekend. The driver and passenger taken to a Missouri hospital. The local police chief told the Springfield News Leader the driver was going too fast and lost control of the car. The car from the 1980s show called General Lee played the part of another main character. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.